right. Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 219. Don't move. While looking for a thumbnail for this movie, I saw there's another one with Penelope Cruz called Don't
Really?
Move. Yeah, I don't know if it has anything to do with this, but I think there's like three of these. Don't Move is a popular title. So,
yeah. What the fuck?
2024 American thriller film. This is a Netflix film. Directed by Adam Schindler and Brian Netto. And I know they haven't done anything because on Wikipedia, their names aren't even a link.
Damn.
They just, yeah, their name ain't even a link, bro. Just a fucking name.
Freshmen, like, man, rookies.
I haven't done shit.
Yeah.
Released on October 25th, 2024. Yeah. What do we got in here? Kelsey Asbiel, Finn Wittrock. I've seen him around. I don't know so much the main girl. I've seen her in anything.
Yeah, I didn't recognize her. I recognized him. I looked at his IMDb. The only thing that I saw him in was that rowing movie by George Clooney. Fuck, what was that called? Anyways, he was in that. He reminded me, I don't know if you got this, but he reminded me of like DiCaprio. He looked like a DiCaprio, like a some sort of. He looked very DiCaprio-ish. I was like, this guy doing a Leo.
I can see that. I guess she's from One Tree Hill. Oh yeah, of course she's on Yellowstone. I remember. She's like the wife of one of the dudes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, then I've seen her. Now you say that. Okay, yeah.
Totally. Okay. And then Finn. The fuck did he do? Halloween High. Okay, of course. how could I forget? Oh, he's also in the play Death of a Salesman. Of course.
Ah, yes. Course.
Yeah, I saw
that's
that
where I know
last
him
week.
from.
It was really good. It was really good. I was in the back. I could barely see, but I liked it.
He played the salesman. He died.
Yeah, or the briefcase. I don't remember.
Yeah. I was kind of. I mean, yeah, I picked this movie this week, and what caught me was produced by Sam Raimi. I like Sam Raimi. So, he has his fingerprints on this one. He also produced Don't Breathe, and I really like Don't Breathe. Not that this has anything to do with that movie, but it was just kind of like Don't Breathe.
Yeah, don't move. No, yeah, it does. Yeah. Don't breathe. Don't move. Yeah. Don't eat.
Yeah,
they're working on one. Don't smile. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite of the Smile movie. It's the prequel to Smile. So yeah. Don't smile. Yeah, so what we got going on? Iris is grieving, the main chick, for her young son, Mateo, who died during a family hiking trip. They go into this. I'm sorry. I didn't realize what was going on. It's just like, she just pulls up to a cliff. There's kind of like a, almost like a police tape, caution tape, but it's kind of down. And so she goes past it to a cliff. Obviously, there's like a memorial. Got a little boy's picture and like a boat and some flowers. And then there's like a carving in the tree.
But yeah, I think she starts carving on it. Yeah.
I had two letters, and she adds an M, which I guess is Mateo. It's like, well, she never added that before.
Yeah.
Waited till now, bitch. It's like, oh, I do love Mateo too. I put that in there. And then she goes to the cliff. And then the guy shows up. I don't remember his name. Creepy guy.
He gives different names. I think one of them's Andrew.
Yeah, right.
One's like William
Richard
or something.
Something. Yeah. I don't know. But he starts talking to her. Beautiful day, isn't it? Yeah, I guess. Be ashamed to die on a day like this, wouldn't it be? You know, just kind of subtly, like he knows, like she's gonna jump or something.
Yeah,
and she plans on jumping, and I like how she explains. What are you doing out here? What happened? She's like, you know, we were having a great day at the park, and I was picking flowers. He was, I don't remember what the husband was doing, gathering sticks, and my son bet that he could gather the sticks in under a minute. Three sticks. And we were, next thing I knew.
Woo!
It's like, what?
Say what?
Why was he near the cliff? Why are you just, that's where the best sticks were.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty open. It's just like a tree next to a cliff. It's like, it's not like he could run away that far and like lose him or something. It's like, it's right there.
And then she was like, we didn't even hear it happen.
Yeah.
You didn't even hear it happen. Just all of a
Yeah.
sudden you have to put that together after, like, that'd take a while. Like, wait a minute. Oh, hey, you don't think he could you thought, no, maybe, I don't know. It's like you didn't see it or hear it. Like, to have to come to that conclusion just by looking off a cliff.
Yeah.
You see anything down there? I don't know, man. That's terrible. We didn't hear anything. Yeah, it's crazy. And then she's like, I just, you won't stop me. No, I'm not trying to. I just think you should really think about what I said. It is a beautiful
Beautiful
day.
day, yeah.
He's pretty good, little Dr. Phil, talk you off the cliff.
Yeah, he's very charming. I think in the
Yeah.
scene, I thought it was kind of rough because I think he was excellent. I thought she was very stiff. I didn't quite did she didn't quite do it for me. There's something like her, addition to this conversation was kind of stiff. It was just like, hey, so I saw that memorial back there. And she's like, immediately, I don't talk about it. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
No, her performance is really weird. But he was fan he throughout this whole movie, I thought he was fantastic. He's very charming, very
Yeah, he's
creepy.
pretty good. So he talks her into not doing it. We don't really know because he leaves first
Yeah.
and just kind of leaves her with some wisdom. And hey, just remember what I said. It's a beautiful day. Be ashamed to ruin it. Leaves. And then we get him walking down the path back to the vehicles. And then we see her, hey, waving him down. Like, why'd you fucking wave him down and want to walk with him down to the vehicles? That's kind of weird to me. Because you don't know him. And then it's a weird, awkward, silent walk back to the
Yeah.
cars. And it's just kind of
They're not
strange.
talking. They're just,
Yeah.
there's like a gap between them. It's like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. So why even catch up to him to do that? I don't get it. And then he's got a car down there. She's got a car down there. His car is parked really close to hers, and she can't open her door barely, right? And then he gets out. Oh, did I block you in? Oh no. Well, I don't know. She's like, it's fine. And he starts like crowding her in the back where the you'd get into the car. And so she can't go forward because the door's open. And you can tell she's a little creeped out. But no, don't worry about it. I'll get on the other side. Just don't get so close.
Yeah, it's like,
And he
what are you
pulls out
doing?
an
Get back in your car and back up. Like, what are you getting out of your car for? Yeah.
And he pulls out an umbrella. You expecting rain? Never be too safe, you gotta prepare for everything. And that freaks her out. I don't know why, but I'm fucking obsessed, man. God damn. It drives up out here. What do you do with this? What do you do with this umbrella? Anyway, she's right. It's a motherfucking penguin umbrella. It's
Oh,
got a
yeah.
fucking all sorts of attachments. Shocks her. It's got the fucking shock. It's got the fucking gas at the gases you. Anyways, penguins her ass and shocks her. And she wakes up unconscious in the back of his Subaru. In the back of his Subaru. It's always a Subaru, man. So Richard, as we know him, is driving to a remote cabin. He tells her they will have all weekend together. This is so strange. This whole movie, this whole fucking movie doesn't make any fucking sense. I don't know what the fuck he's trying to do, man. We're gonna have the whole weekend together, okay? He never really tries to kill her or says he's going to
Yeah.
or anything. But he'll kill anyone that finds out about it
Yeah.
around them, right? It's very strange. I don't know what the end game is. He's trying to like have some weekend with her. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very bizarre because yeah, like you said, he doesn't say what he's going to do, and that he goes at great lengths to keep her alive. And it's just like, dude, at
Yeah.
this point, like, just give up, go home. Like, you've already gotten your fix. You've already killed a couple people. If that's what your thing is, you just need to kill people to feel alive, whatever the fuck he's going through. So it's like, you already did that. Why are you jumping through all of these fucking hoops to keep this girl alive so you can torture her, rape her, both? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, and then he explains to her, I put a tranquilizer in your body. You had about 20 minutes till your whole body shuts down. He explains the steps. First,
Yeah, 5 minutes,
your
yeah.
fine motor skills. 10 minutes, your breathing is heavy. And then, yeah, so it's like, I don't know what the point of that is. that it seems like he's explaining it, and it's almost as if he's planning for her to be, fighting this alone in the woods, the way he's talking about it, right? Because if she's tied up, completely tied up, why the fuck are we doing this? What's the point of this? But anyways, I think it's after. Yeah, he doesn't start explaining that till after she gets out. So she has a little pocket knife, little tiny fucking Swiss, tiny red one, the fucking one the size of your fucking pinky. Gets the little blade up, works on the little zip ties, busts them. And she, ah, he's gonna stab him. Oh, goddamn, no! Not a 1-inch blade, no! It's like this. She misses by swinging so wide and doing a fucking Friday the 13th swing. Like, just stick that little blade in his eyeball. First thing,
It's not
eyeball.
hard.
Right? That's all. It's the only thing you should be going for with that blade is an eyeball. Just make this bitch blind and get the hell out of there.
The
Anyways.
motherfucker's driving. He's not even facing you.
Yeah,
You have time
yeah.
to figure this out.
He just sticks it in the back of his spine. Ah! Like a toothpick. It's like
He's
an
paralyzed
acupuncture.
now.
So he wrecks into a tree, and they're both kind of fucked up. And they get out of the car, and he's kind of limping around. And I think this is when he explains to
Yeah,
her.
this is when he
He's
explains that
like,
she's
well,
drugged, yeah.
what did he say? He said, airplanes have redundancies. Redundancies on redundancies. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I
what
had redundancies, okay? We're at 40,000 feet. And then he starts explaining everything like an airplane. We're at 40,000 feet, bitch! You don't think I didn't inject you with something? Come on now. He's like, yeah, I injected you just in case this happened. This very thing happened. I was gonna be ready. And then he explains the 5, 10, 20 minutes. He just has an answer for everything. Like, she tries to call the cops on her Apple Watch. You notice there's no red dot in the corner? No cell service. That means no emergency contacts. That means no emergency calls. Trust me, I had an Apple Watch once. I know exactly how this works. So he got that weird shit. He explains the passing out in 20 minutes. And then how does she get away? She just kind of runs
She
away.
runs
And
away,
he's
yeah,
kind of,
runs into the woods,
yeah,
yeah.
he's kind of more hobbled than she is at this point and can't really keep up with her for some reason. He had a seatbelt on him. She didn't. He's got fucking thrown against the front windshield and shit. Ah, god damn. She's fine though. Yeah, so she just kind of runs away, and I think he's keeping up for a little bit, and then eventually she kind of gets a little more distance on his ass. And then she hides in this one, so the classic, like, Lord of the
Lord, yeah,
Rings,
Fellowship of
or
the Ring,
yeah, fucking the bad guy looking over a cliff with a rock face or something, and you're under it. She's under there in a log, and then, oh no, there's ants. Oh no,
Oh
ants
my
are
God,
crawling
the
on
ants.
me. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna have to scream here eventually. And then he's about to leave, and she's like fine with it. And then she gets a,
Oh, damn
it's all fucking ants, damn it. And then, yeah, she gets away. Oh, what does she do? She gets in the river, right? She just goes in the river. And she, you won't be able to swim! And she's already kind of getting paralyzed. Like, she set a timer on her Apple Watch for 20 minutes. Okay, 20 minutes. What am I gonna do? Like, what do you need to fucking, I don't know, man. Timer? I have 10 more minutes. I'm gonna enjoy these 10 minutes. And she keeps doing these things. One, two, three, four.
Oh,
Checking my dexterity, yeah. And, anyways, she's starting to lose dexterity in her fingers. I think she's like 5 minutes in. I think maybe like 10 minutes in, right? By the time we
think
get to
so,
the
yeah.
water. She gets in the water and just kind of takes a breath so she'll float. Oh! Just floats down the river. And he's like, you won't be able to swim! He doesn't get in at all. I can't swim either. I'm not coming after you.
That's the moment where I was like, if that it didn't make sense to me, because like if you saw that woman off in the river, she can't move, I would have been like, Okay, well, I guess that's that. I'm gonna go home. That one didn't work out.
Yeah.
Like, why continue chasing her? It's like, all right, she's gone.
Yeah. And then there's many strange things about this movie. Anyways, we'll kind of fast forward through some of this. She's only got 10 more minutes, so it's not a lot happens. Finally gets out of there. Oh, first it goes through some fucking whitewater rapids. I was like, yeah, getting into a river stream like that up in the woods. I was like, dude, there's a fucking waterfall somewhere on this
Yeah.
bitch. I've seen this movie. I've seen this park. There always is one up in the woods. I was like, don't get in there. And then yeah, she's like trying to look down past her legs as she's floating. Whitewater rapids.
Yeah.
And she's going through the rocks. It's getting slammed. Finally gets out. Crawls out. I don't remember quite what happens there. Passes out, and then somehow she's in somebody's fucking yard, like in the middle of the fucking woods. I don't fucking, what the fuck was that about? This guy's mowing, and that was the most ridiculous scene. I mean, they try to build up this tension. She hears a mower, and she's paralyzed, laying in the grass, like, oh no, it's a matter of time. Oh no, I'm going to be mowed. Oh, and the tension is pretty good. I was like, oh shit, she's gonna get mowed, dude. Not gonna see her because she's in the tall grass. And then we pull out. And see that this mower would never be able to mow over her.
No.
It would just hit her. As I was like, oh, there was no really fear of being mowed. And the guy gets off. Are you okay? Hey, I'm gonna go grab something from the house, okay? And he just leaves her there. And I was like, oh God, this guy's gonna find her there while this guy walked away. This bastard left her. Asks her a bunch of questions and ascertains that she can hear. But not speak and feel through blinks and shit. And,
Yeah, yes and no's, yeah.
two for yes. Okay, I get it. I played this game. Okay. I get it. I get it. He's like a jolly Santa Claus type.
Yeah, mountain man.
Yeah, I liked this guy a lot. This is probably the most interesting part of the fucking movie.
Yeah, agreed.
Everything else is so fucking boring and useless. The 20 minutes thing, I was like, she turned full paralyzed like 30 minutes into the movie.
Pretty quick, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is this movie gonna be then?
Yeah.
What are we going to do for the other hour and a half of this fucking movie? Because like the whole movie, the tagline and the trailer's like, she must escape before becoming paralyzed. You know, she's got a certain amount of time before her body gives up on her. Her body gives up within the first 30 minutes.
Yeah,
I was
pretty
like, "What are
quick.
we gonna, what are
Yeah.
we gonna do?" That's like, no. So was this movie just gonna be her fucking laying there and winking at people for another hour and a half? I was like, I don't know where this is going.
The answer
So
is
he's,
yes.
yeah, it's dumb. He gets a wheelbarrow, and moves her into the house, and I don't remember much conversation they have inside the house before. That guy comes knocking on the door. Do you remember?
I don't think they have
Much?
much of a. All I know is that once he gets her inside, I think the knock happens pretty quick, and then he looks over at her and she's like blinking rapidly, like alarm, and then he
Yeah.
kind of hides her and lets the guy in, and he's putting on a fucking show. Lost my wife, you know,
Yeah.
where is she?
And you could tell the guy, this is probably the best scene in the whole movie. The Santa Claus guy is a little taken aback and does
Yeah.
not instantly want to assume that this is his wife. Something seems off. Why would your wife, you know, she's paralyzed. She goes into catatonic states. She's got a lot of mental health problems. They'll commit her if I don't find her. This is making up this crazy shit. And he's like, yeah, sounds terrible. I haven't seen her though. And then you could tell the guy's starting to not believe him as much. And then he's starting to give the old Santa Claus dude a bit of a good story. He's crying.
Crying, yeah, crying is what kind of sets him off. You're like, oh, this guy really
Cry.
is kind of going through
Yeah, I think he
something, yeah.
does. He is missing his wife. And so he's like, you know, I wasn't completely honest with you. And I don't remember what stops him from
His
telling
phone
him.
goes off in his
Oh,
pocket, and he
yeah.
said he lost his phone during the wreck, yeah.
Yeah, you said you lost your phone, son. I mean, my head is so frazzled. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm so frazzled. I meant I lost my Apple Watch. I gave it to my wife. So yeah, he's like, yeah, I would get going. It's a big forest to look, so you better get going.
Yeah.
And he's like, you usually use wheelbarrows in your kitchen? It's like, somehow there's a wheelbarrow in his kitchen, so he knows. Oh, now I know she's here. It's like, come on, dude, that's a bit of a stretch. And he can't find her though. He won't say anything. And what does he do? What? How does he hurt him? What, do you have a knife?
What happened? I know the Santa Claus pulls out his phone. He's like, I can either dial 911 and tell him I have an intruder who's breaking in, or I forget the second thing he says, but that kind of turns the serial killer, and I think they just get up and fight each other. Oh, I think he like lunges at Santa Claus. I like Santa Claus is his name, but Santa Claus throws down
Oh
the bookshelf on him and knocks him out.
yeah, that was pretty
That was
good.
the first thing.
Hard ass on his ass. You're not gonna like this, son. And then they start fighting, and I'm pretty sure he has a knife of some kind. Our
Yeah, some
protagonist,
he gets a knife
Richard.
at some point, yeah.
And then they, in a wrestling bout, this older Santa Claus gentleman falls on him and he just kind of
Yeah.
stabs himself.
Well, he gets him pretty good, because then during their conversation, the Santa Claus tells this kind of heartbreaking story about how his wife was trying to heal him. He used to being angry. I used to solve problems with my fist, and we got so concerned about my problems that we didn't, pay attention to hers, and she had a heart attack and passed away. So the serial killer kind of uses that against him at one point and gets kind of the better of him, and just stabs him. Like, God damn.
Yeah, and she's like underneath the couch watching this whole time, and then so he dies and falls next to the couch, of course, and she gets to look at him eye to eye. And then he goes and grabs the gasoline and pours it all over the house. And she sees what's going on. He says, "Oh fuck, I'm fucked." So he leaves and goes in his the Santa Claus guy's takes his truck that's at his house. And then yeah, she's fucked. He starts burning the house, and she's got to get a way to get out of there. And the only way to get out of there is to fucking get the help of Richard. So she comes up with this plan. I don't know how she would even fucking think that he would be able to see this or know anything, but she somehow gets her fingers to work right, and then works on the blinds of the house, making them
Yeah, open
open and
close,
shut.
yeah.
And then we get a couple shots of him out there, of course not noticing, because why would you be looking at the house? But then he does look, huh? What? And it
What?
goes in there, saves her, goes into a burning building for her, going through all this shit for her. It's like, bro, I don't understand. I think we could probably figure out your end goal much cheaper than this and less time consuming. Especially if you're not trying to kill her. Killing people, that's the hard part. You're killing everybody but her. And then having to cover up all these murders. So, he does that. They fucking take off. She's paralyzed in the truck. Stop at a gas station. This is a pretty cool scene with the cop showing up. I guess somebody called 911 on them. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think the woman of the
At the gas
child at the
station,
gas
right?
station, she seemed a little like her son's trying to talk to the protagonist. Was it Iris? Not Iris. What the fuck's the main character's name?
I don't
Um,
fucking know.
I don't remember. But the little kid's trying to talk to her in the truck, and obviously she can't talk back. And the
Iris,
mom,
yeah.
Iris, and the mom comes up and is like, "Leave this woman alone." But she gives her a look like, "This is kind of sketch. I don't know what's going on with this woman." So
Yeah,
Iris,
like she looks like.
yeah, I was like, "What
He
the
just
fuck?"
looks.
So I
What the
assume
fuck?
that's the woman who called the cops on suspicious, truck and guy and a woman.
Yeah, he said something's up.
And I think at
And
some point he gets a
so.
call from his, I think it's on the way to the gas station. He actually gets a call from his
Oh,
dog,
yeah, his wife,
his wife
right?
and
Or no,
daughter.
his daughter.
Yeah. I got good grades,
Yeah,
Dad.
honey. Yeah, then you find out that this is a recurring thing a lot. Because the wife's like, you always, if I'm going to take care of you, I need time for myself away. You do it all the time. So he's probably not the first time this has happened. Anyways, cop pulls him over. Or I think no, they're stopped because he's trying to fix his Subaru, which is broken, or pull it
Yeah,
out
he's
or
trying to like
something.
tow it out. Yeah.
Yeah, you just leave it, dude. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You're
And I
not
think he
gonna.
ends
What
up
are you
leaving
gonna?
it anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's pulling it out with a truck. What are you? You're not gonna drive it. You're not gonna
Yeah.
haul it with that. It's just a truck. It's not a fucking tow truck. Anyways, cop pulls up and is kind of questioning them. Somebody called in this truck, and he's pretty good at bullshitting, but it's not quite working because this is a cop. You know, they don't take everything at face value. I'm gonna talk to your passenger. No, you shouldn't. I'm gonna talk to your passenger. Okay. And she's just like, I think she finally was able to. She was in mouths. Help me.
Help
Help
me, yeah. Help me.
me. And then, I don't remember. Oh, he comes over with the big ass fucking chain.
Yeah.
You stay over there, sir. The big ass chain from like dragging the car out and fucking whops him on the head with it, and it creates a big ass indent
Oh
in his
yeah, and
fucking
it's fucking
skull.
dead.
That's a pretty brutal, yeah. And
Damn.
then he goes in and just crushes his skull in, and they show a little bit of that too. Pretty brutal. So now he's killed a cop and the old man just to stop them from knowing he's paralyzed this girl. And then, where do we go from there? I don't
I think we
quite.
go straight to the lake. I think we get to the climax. I don't think they go anywhere else. I think he takes her right to the lake into the boat. And she's starting to
Oh,
come.
yeah.
She's starting to be able to talk. She hasn't quite been able to move yet, but they have a conversation about, you know what? Did you catch his whole backstory thing? I don't know if I was spacing out. I wasn't, but there's something about an accident with somebody in his life. I don't know if it's an ex-fling or a daughter. Like he lost somebody that they keep coming back to. But I didn't quite piece together who it was. Because he talked about something like, I realized I was God. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Yeah, they get on a boat. And they make it seem as if he's gonna just put her in the lake. There's like some cement blocks, some chains. Okay, so you went through all of this just to fucking throw her in the lake? Fucking Friday the 13th style with the fucking
Yeah.
bricks? This makes no sense. Anyways, and there's a fucking a knife somehow she gets. I don't remember how she gets a fucking
Yeah,
knife.
he has a knife and a gun tucked behind him, and I think
Oh,
she
yeah.
says like, can you grab Mateo's boat? It's in my pocket. And then he goes for the boat and she's like, other pocket. And so he turns his body to where his knife is kind of revealed, and she was able to
Yeah,
grab it in that moment.
she grabs it and stabs him through the neck. Pretty good.
Yeah,
Right
right
there.
to
And
the
then out
cheek.
like the cheek. Which you think would be enough. He falls in the water. And then he like comes out. He swims, ah, like Jason. Like, argh. It's like, dude, that was right through your fucking neck. You're bleeding out. And that doesn't seem to bother him too much. The knife through the neck. And then she has to, what does she do to actually stop him?
She shoots him. She gets a hold of the
Oh,
gun
yeah,
and starts
she
randomly
shoots him a couple
firing.
times and he's
Yeah.
still kind of like, ah. Still kind of fucking doing it. Oh my God. Oh. And then he falls in the boat or in the water, and that's not enough. It's not enough. She's still kind of paralyzed for some reason. She just fucking shot him and stabbed him, showing that she's not paralyzed. But now the paralysis sets back in. And she's laying on the bottom of the boat, and the boat starts filling with water because she shot through the hull of the boat.
Oh,
And then
God.
water's rising up on her, rising up on her face, and she just did all this physical activity. I don't know why she can't move now, but she can't. Okay, and she is worried, even though she just swam in a fucking river with current without, you know, being paralyzed. Now she's worried about it. Just hold your breath and float again, motherfucker. No, that doesn't seem to be an option this time. Anyways, and then the boat starts sinking. And she sinks with the boat. You think you'd hold your breath and the boat's gonna sink and you're gonna
Just
kinda
gonna
stay
float or something,
near the
yeah.
surface, yeah.
Yeah.
But she sinks with the boat. And screams as the water's like, don't waste your energy screaming. What the fuck is that gonna do? And then she sinks, and then we just get our last shot of the lake. Very calm now with the little Mateo boat floating. I thought that'd be a good ending. I was like, hey, that's kind of good. But no, they gotta have her swim up. I just needed an extra 20 seconds for my paralysis to wear off, to fully wear off. Ah, makes no fucking sense. Anyways, that's it. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, he dragged himself to the shore. I forgot
Still
about that.
alive, yeah.
After
Shot,
the neck
stabbed in
wound, stabbed,
the
dragged himself to the bank. Iris stands over him as he dies and fakes him.
The end.
Because during her struggle to escape from him, she has rediscovered the will to go on living.
Values her
Thank you.
life. Yes.
Thank you for what you've done for me here today. I won't forget it. Thank you, Richard.
Like, what the
Oh my
fuck?
God. And it's almost as if that's what he intended to do the whole fucking time. But there's no way he could have known someone was gonna fucking kill themselves. And like, there's no way. Like, I don't know, man. It was fucking weird. There's no tension at all. Like, it's
That
supposed to be
was,
this
yeah,
cool
the biggest
thriller.
mistake. Biggest mistake. 'Cause, like, I mentioned Don't Breathe earlier. And I thought this was going to be kind of like that. 'Cause where I think, have you seen Don't Breathe?
Yeah.
What I think Don't Breathe does very well is it takes that concept and puts the main characters in positions where it's tense, where you're like, how are they going to get out of this? Are they going to get caught with this blind guy? Like, that movie does a really good
Yeah.
job at, like, exploring that concept and making, like, for a tense viewing. I thought this was going to be the same. Like, oh, don't move. This is going to be tense. It's going to be like cool tension moments. But aside
Yeah.
from the cabin stuff with the fire, that was really the only time I felt any sort of tension. Most of it's just him taking her to different places and talking him out of the situation, really. That's really all it is.
Yeah, you think it's gonna be tense, and you think the whole movie's gonna be this race against the clock, trying to get things done before you get paralyzed. And nope, the paralyzation happens literally. It says 20 minutes, but I think it's movie minutes. I think it really was about 10 minutes, is what that 20 minutes turned into. So, yeah, it's totally not what I thought it would be. No tension. Doesn't make any sense what's going on to me, why he chooses to do this, how it doesn't make sense to him either. He's like, I don't know. You were just there. Just right place, wrong time. It was perfect. I was just up at this fucking cliff. And yeah, you were there. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. The most tense scene was the old man at
Yeah,
the cabin.
totally.
I really liked that scene. I really liked him. I thought he was pretty good. But other than that, this guy, the Finn Wittrock, didn't strike me as incredibly scary or creative. I got a little bit of a what's that fucking Shyamalan movie we just watched? The most
Oh,
recent one,
Trap. The
Trap. I got a
Hartnett,
little
Josh
bit of a
Hartnett.
Trap vibe. How hard it was, like, let me go get that sweater you like. And he turns the corner and just. Like that's what he does. He'll talk to the old man. I'm really sorry. Because then he's angry. Then he's so angry. Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely not something I'd probably watch again. Worth a watch. It's kind of interesting, but not interesting in the ways you hope it would be. You know what I mean? It kind of even subverts what you were are hoping this is going to give you. But it's okay. I'd say it's worth a watch. If you got Netflix, it's an exclusive. Why not? You know, something new. I'm probably gonna give it just a five, though. That's big
Yeah, I'm
letdown.
going in 6.5, so I'm a little bit higher. I don't think I'll ever watch this again, but it was fun enough for one viewing. So I agree. It's definitely worth a watch. You're just not going to get a whole lot out of it. But yeah, it was kind of fun to watch. It's I don't know. It was doing weird things like thematically. Like I got the sense of like her coming out of water is like reborn. And I don't think it's a coincidence that like at the end she's doing the finger thing on the dock. So it's like I don't know if I'm the thing of like. I've never suffered to like depression, but my understanding is people who get depressed, they feel numb. So it's like, oh, she's numb the whole movie, but by the end she can feel again. She's valuing her. I don't know. It's just like throwing all these kind of heavy-handed stuff, which I was like, I don't think you necessarily needed that, but yeah, I was kind of like you, where I was like, I thought the whole movie was going to be stretched out to where like moments of the film she'd lose the thing, lose a function, and then keep going function until the end where maybe she can't move, and then that's kind of the climax. But yeah, it happened so fucking quick. Where like you, I was like, oh, she can't. Our protagonist can't move. She can't do anything. Like, what's the movie going to be? And this wasn't all that thrilling or exciting. But again, still worth a watch. It was pretty entertaining for the most part. But yeah, so 6.5 for me.
Yeah, 6.5 out of 5. Check it out on Netflix now. The quality on these Netflix movies varies greatly. Some are really good. Some are just, there to fill up the service. This is probably leaning more towards the fill it up, but still, not easily not the worst Netflix movie I've ever seen. So go check it out. 5, 6.5. Appreciate you joining us every Sunday. Please like and subscribe here on YouTube, and please check us out on our other platforms. We got the Spotify, we got the Apple Music. If you're into the audio only, the true podcasts, not this video getting in your way, Anyways, we appreciate you. We love having you. And until the next piece, we tell you peace.
Peace.